Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's end of season sale is here, and you can shop it from your couch. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, like up to 50% off outdoor furniture and decor, and up to 70% off area rugs, plus amazing doorbuster deals, and 24-hour surprise flash deals on Wayfair home finds in every style. And get it all with fast shipping on everything right to your door. From furniture to faucets, this is your last chance of the season to score huge deals at Wayfair. Don't let the final days of summer pass you by without shopping these end-of-season savings. So don't wait. Like summer, these savings won't last. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off everything home. Celebrate your holiday weekend with can't-miss savings before they run out. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Welcome back, family. This is your boy, ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means it. I'm back with another banger, another one to make you think. Hopefully, this will help you in your project management career. Today's episode is entitled, Why is the Stand on Track phase so critical? Again, why is the Stand on Track phase so critical? As you know, I want to give you my foundation, and then I want to give you my 3 principles, and I'll be out your way. First of all, let's look at the foundation. Why is Stand on Track phase so critical? Listen here, family. If we do not keep our project on track, or when it gets off track and then bringing it back on track, what's the point of us even being a project manager? I know I just brought it home. I know I just pulled up on your doorstep. I know I just sat there and just rung your doorbell and you opened up the door and you were expecting something else. But honestly, family, why are we in this role if we can't keep our project on track? Now, I know there are things that will prevent us from happening. But I'm saying if all is fair, if all is well, if all is equal, our role is to ensure that this project is on track. And if this project ever goes off track, we need to find the people, the resources that is going to help us drive this project to make sure we get it back on track, especially when you get at that phase near the end of the project. This is the most precious part. You know, I'm going to speak from an implementation piece. When you get ready to implement something, you did all the prior work. You did all of the startup, the planning. It sounds like I'm going down the process group, but it's really true. And then you're getting ready to execute. You execute, and then it goes well, or then it doesn't go well. How do you make sure you get it back on track? So that's why it's important to keep it on track. And I'm going to give you the 3 principles of why I think, right or wrong, again, my opinion of why it's important when you get to that phase of making sure. It's not even a phase. The whole project should be on track the whole time. Of course, there's going to be reasons why it gets off track, but then you have to go and find those solutions to, again, bring them on back on track. So my first concept, or principle, blocking and defending. We talking about football? No, ED, we're not talking about football. What we're talking about as leading a project. See, family, what can happen is that you start doing a lot of blocking and defending. You get so lost in the details of the project that you lose the sight of the project. Ooh, I like that. See, family, when you get caught up and bogged down by the details are extremely important. Yet, it's one of those things where even though the details are important, you need to be able to have a sense of flexibility to be able to move back and forth between the details and what the vision of the project is. Because if you get too caught up into either one of those aspects, whether you're so caught up in the vision that you forget about the details, or you're so caught up in the details that you forget about what the vision is of the project has no choice but to go off the rails, as we will say in project management, off the rails, or basically off track. And this happens is because you're focusing. There was something that I seen, and I may have shared this before in the store with you guys before. But when I was doing security, one of the trainers showed us something, and I was like, "Man, this is so true." What happened was, it was this cat was playing with something, and it was so focused on playing with I think it was a ball or a yarn or ball, whatever. So focused that it didn't see this other cat sneak up behind it. And when it turned around, I mean, the cat just jumped up in the air because it was afraid and shocked. But if it wasn't so focused on the yarn or ball, a ball of yarn, whatever, or that ball, whatever it was playing with, it would have been able to glance and see that the other cat was coming up. Okay, you may not be an animal person. Let's bring it home where I can sit this down and you do the dishes on this. What I'm saying to you, family, is the importance of being able to know how to stay over here. And like I said, the details. So you're soaking up the details. Okay, I got the details. All right, boom. Going back over here, looking at the vision. Are we staying aligned with the vision? Is there anything we need to change with the details? And boom, back over here. So it's a ping pong game, family. So again, making sure that you can leverage the ability to not get so caught up in either one of them. Engaging in conversation, basically conflict. When you're blocking and defending, you're going to have a lot of conflict. Remember, I told you all conflict is not bad. There's some really good conflict out there, especially when it comes to working on coming up for a solution for a risk or for an issue or for anything. It's good to have healthy, and I do mean healthy, family, dialogue around that, because this, by having healthy dialogue, it will allow for the project to move forward. But if not, that is that whole, like I said, that's why I entitled this concept blocking and defending. And this is not football, but it feels like it, because you're trying to block what the noise or the noise of the distractions. Ooh, I like that. The noise of the distractions, you're blocking that not to come inside this project so you can have a successful project that finishes on time. Let me go to my next concept. Blocking your calendar. You know what? Let me say this, project managers, beginning, intermediate, or in advance. You need to do this. It's not an option. It's not a question like, maybe. No, you need to. I always try to block off, especially when it is time for like a day before status reports are due. So if my status report is due on a Friday, then I would take Thursday and I would block off maybe an hour or 2 hours, depending on what my project load is. And if my project load is heavy, then it probably would be 2 hours, 2 to 3 hours. But I block that time off and allow me to go through my triple constraints. I go through and make sure we're not gold plating, that we're leveraged the scope that we set, where we're going to do the thing we said we were going to build for this customer. That's what we're building. I look at our budget, making sure that the budget we're not overspending and we're not underspending. I mean, because that's another thing, especially when it comes to capital dollars. But that's another video. But I will say that I'm monitoring and looking. Remember what I told you in a previous video? I said, when I look at monitor and controlling, I call it measuring and checking in. Measuring and checking in is that what I'm trying to do is make sure that all of the ingredients of this project is really coming to fruition. And so, like I, as I mentioned, the budget, I'm constantly looking at the schedule. I'm looking at to see the durations and seeing if there's any particular constraints there. And then, of course, your quality. But one of the major thing is that I'm always checking in with my team. I'll let that simmer for a minute. Okay. I'm always checking in with my team. What does that mean is, hey, I may ping them and just say, hey, just ping you to see, hopefully you're having a great day, amazing day. If there's anything I can do to serve you today regarding this project, please let me know. Otherwise, hey, I'll look to hear from you when our next project meeting, unless something else comes up before then, please feel free to reach out to me. I just feel like it's important, family, that you're always constantly doing these type of reviews and blocking off your calendar so you can look at your triple constraints, so you can make sure you're staying in contact with your team. Because sometimes you're going to have meetings in which, let's say you had your calendar blocked off for an hour to focus on the financial aspects, and you're readjusting and making sure your baselines and everything is aligned with what you as the team agreed on and what they said they were going to complete a particular task on. And you may find yourself that you may have to have meetings with leadership, or maybe meetings with a project team member, because of the fact of they have a lot of questions. And again, family, if you haven't learned by now, this is going to be one of my things for my new project managers. Please, if you want to leave an impact, if you want to have some influence in this career project management, please do not try to lead a project through email. Just don't do it, okay? Because this is what you're here for. So make sure, family, that you're not trying to lead a project through email. If you see too much communication going back and forth, just say, hey, guys, I'm putting a call together so we can talk through this, and I'll recap it afterwards. That was just a bonus. I don't know where that came from, but I just got to thinking about it when I was talking to you, family. The last and final thing that I want to outline is penalties. So when there's certain projects that I've led where if we don't finish on time, there's certain penalties that incur. Penalties of meaning that there's financial fines. There may be a loss of business because, hey, you were supposed to do X, Y, and Z as per the contract and you didn't do that. So we're pulling our business away from you because you didn't meet these target KPIs, key performance indicators. So family, be out on the lookout for, like I said, penalties that can happen as you're responsible for that. So if there's a contract involved that you signed off for, or not you, but let's say your client team that runs that side of the business signed off from that, make sure you can get a copy of that. So you know when you're building out your schedule, when you're building out your project plan, because there's a difference between a schedule and a plan, but building out the components in the project plan, that you can look at that actual contract to make sure it aligns and adheres to the timeline that needs to actually happen here. This is your boy ED. I hope you enjoyed today's show. This is just been a constant agility and mover. Until next time, I'm out.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.